Welcome, everybody. Today is Friday of the third week of Advent.
And we want you to know we are so grateful that you journey with us. A special also thank you to our supporters, our monthly financial supporters. We can't do this without you, so thank you for allowing us and empowering us to do these videos. Today, I want to share with you a little insight into the personal life of Ken and Janelle, because right before we turned on the cameras, maybe a couple hours ago, you had to do a complete wardrobe change.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. I probably should have taken a shower, but you probably can't tell. But Pascal, our baby, had a major like vomit all over my hair, shirt, pants, on the couch. Anyhow, he's fine. But...
So we come to you as you are. And
as we are.
The screen protects any smell. But we're okay. No, you're okay. I just smell roses. So today we'll read...
We await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our mortal bodies to conform with his glorified body. I feel like I haven't given that enough thought.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember that you will have a glorified body? So we get so caught up in this here and the now that we forget the hereafter. That part of our faith is that Jesus Christ will come again. And the promise, the full promise of eternal life is that we have a glorified body. So look at your body. You are going to be stuck with your body for all eternity. But if you don't like the way it is right now, do not despair. God promises us a glorified body. Now, what will that be like? Well, if you look in Catholic theology and then look in the scriptures, there's kind of four main characteristics that are thought of that our body, our glorified body, will be like. And the first one is called impassibility, meaning that our bodies won't die. So physically, we will live forever. Second thing, subtly, meaning that we will have a spiritualized body. If you look at Jesus's body, he was able, with a physical body that was spiritualized after he rose from the dead, he just walked through walls. He walked through a door. So there was something about Jesus's spiritualized body that was not confined or constrained by matter. Yet we know that Jesus took in matter to his body because remember, he's on the shore after the resurrection and he's cooking and he ate. So his body, spiritualized body, could eat, but it also could pass through matter. Number three, agility. Another characteristic. Jesus just appeared to the apostles. Remember that time when they were in the locked room? So he just appeared to them. So our body will share that characteristic, perhaps that we could just move by will. And number four, clarity. In Matthew 13:43, it says that the just will shine like the sun. So it'll be a glorified body, and we will shine with the glory of God, and there will be no imperfections in our body. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to notice some imperfections in my body. My hair is thinning, for example. I don't know if you can tell with the light. If I really wanted to show you, I could get the light and you could tell. You could see my scalp. An imperfection. Wrinkles are starting to appear more on our face. If we look back 7 years ago, we're like, ah, we look better. At least I do.
We look wonderful. God, this is the way God has intended it. So.
And then if you are blessed to have wrinkles starting to form, that is a blessing, because if you don't have wrinkles, it means that you haven't been privileged to age. In this life, we have we have to deal with sin, and the consequence of sin is dying, getting older. The whole point, friends, is not simply wrinkles and imperfections, but the glory of God will be shown in our bodies and we will have no imperfections. There will be no sickness, there will be no disease. And isn't that something to look forward to? That's the promise of Jesus Christ to us. Life in Christ. So now let's talk about the final judgment.
All men, since Adam, will be there. And now they will all understand with complete clarity the value of self-denial, of sacrifice, or surrender to God and to other people. At Christ's second coming, the honor and glory of the saints will publicly be made known. For of these many died unknown, despised, misunderstood, and now they will be glorified in the sight of all. I kind of wish that, like, right now I would know the importance of self-denial, because sometimes I can even see, like, the trial that I have. I can choose to do a better good, or I could choose to do a lesser good. And I often give in to the lesser good. But if I really understood the benefit and the grace that could be won by doing the greater good, then I would probably do the greater good. But I don't choose to, and that bothers me.
And in the final judgment, in the general judgment, we will see how valuable all our works were, what we chose and what we did not choose. What I find greatly consoling also is Father Fernandez mentions how there will be unknown saints that will be glorified. Like, we know the saints that the church has canonized. But if I was, I've always thought there's great people who are unknown, who've risen to great levels of sanctity. I've never heard somebody talk about this, but I've always thought there's got to be like secret super saints that have gone unknown and unhonored in this life. Maybe I know some of them. And they will be known and honored justly for all eternity. Everything will be made right in the end. And I just find that greatly consoling.
In November, I did a whole devotion to the souls in purgatory, just because November is a great month to pray for the holy souls. Really, any time is a great time to pray for the holy souls. But it was like, at the moment of your death, you no longer have the ability to bring with you any of the good actions that you've done. Like, it's done. So it's like, I need to take advantage of the time that I still have left to do good on this earth. Because once I've taken that final breath, it's over. The spreaders of heresy will receive the punishment that they accumulated throughout the centuries as their errors passed from one person to another and were an obstacle that prevented many from finding salvation.
Okay, just pause right there. So maybe you are troubled by the confusion within the church, not just within the world, but within the church. And it frustrates you. I would have to say I'm one of those people that get frustrated by it. I don't often comment about it on camera, but I get deeply frustrated about it, and to my fault. But we can take consolation knowing that in the end, once again, everything is going to be made right.
And those people are going to be punished. Is that what brings you joy?
I think what should bring us joy is justice.
Right. That's a better way of looking at it.
Because God is just.
Right.
And in scripture, he also does say that vengeance is mine. And so it's not up to us to get vengeance. We should work for justice, but not work for vengeance and punish. We leave that up to God. However, we can't learn that lesson unless something unjust has been done to us. If we want to leave vengeance to God, then that means there must be something that we could have taken vengeance over. But God is saying, no, that's mine. And also the knowledge that we will face the justice of God and are in need of mercy can temper that desire for justice for other people.
That's right.
So we realize in the end, we will face the justice of God and we will need also his great mercy. So that should subdue our angry desires for justice in this world. At least this is what I do when I think about the injustice of within the church, for example. I am going to stand before God too, and everything will be made right.
Likewise, those who gave the faith to other souls and inflamed others with the love of God will receive the reward for the fruits that their prayer and sacrifice produced down the ages. They will see the results that the good each one of their prayers, their sacrifices, and their vigils produced.
I love this, friends, because nothing gets wasted in the kingdom of God. Every little act that we do can have an eternal benefit when we do it in faithfulness united to Jesus. Like, nothing gets wasted. And in the end, we will see that. It is all rewarded. I mean, the world rewards in a distorted way. You have to look right, act right, you know, have the right bank account. And the world just rewards in a terribly twisted way. God rewards in a perfectly just and loving way. Mm-hmm. And what a great consolation, because maybe you feel like, if you ever thought this, you know, does this really matter? Mm-hmm. I'm trying, I'm offering prayers, I'm offering sacrifices. I don't see the fruits of my prayer. And then discouragement can seep in. Diabolical. Get rid of that discouragement, because in the end, we will see the value of every single little sacrifice and prayer that we've ever uttered. And it will be revealed for the glory of God. And so we will be able to rejoice in the merits that God allowed us to perform for all eternity. I just think this is consoling, friends.
I feel like I need to do more. We will see the true value of men considered as wise, but in fact, teachers of error, whom many generations surrounded with praise and esteem.
Okay, pause. Do you see people in this world being praised and esteemed for their great wisdom? Oh, how wise they are, secular minds. Look, worldly praise is not the standard of somebody's wisdom. We always compare to God. And so in the end, it will be revealed. Again, who was the wise one? Who was the foolish one? And the consequences of those actions.
We will see the value of others who were relegated to oblivion when they should have been highly esteemed and heaped with honors.
Stop there. Like, do you ever feel like you're undervalued, underappreciated? Maybe we feel that way simply out of selfishness and hurt, okay? But other times, maybe we are truly treated unjustly. Mm-hmm. We had something of great significance to offer to a situation, to a community, to a family. And through a great act of injustice, that contribution that we could have given is robbed from us. Well, in the end, God will reveal the great value of each person and the value of their works or the value of what could have been. So again, we should never discourage or be despair when an injustice is happening in our life.
It is then that these forgotten men and women will receive the reward for their work, which the world denied to them.
Father Fernandez mentions, okay, the world will deny certain people the honor that maybe should be theirs. But the world honors people in a way that they shouldn't be honored. I often think about this YouTube channel. There's an honor that goes, I guess, with the world with likes and shares and subscribers. But God doesn't measure honor this way. It's faithfulness. Are we being faithful to our duty? You know, sometimes when you strive to be faithful, there is an honor that will be recognized in the world. And that, I mean, in fact, that's great and good and just. Think of Mother Teresa and the honor she received through the Nobel Peace Prize. That's good. We recognize certain people. We celebrate them. But most people are never truly justly honored for the work that they do. That's just the facts. Because no one knows the intentions of the heart. No one knows the sacrifices behind the scenes. No one truly knows. So you'll never get a just honor in this world. It will always fall short of what a person truly deserves, which we leave to God. We shouldn't chase the honor of the world. Who cares?
I think it keeps people humble.
We leave the reward to God.
All right, well, that's kind of been long enough.
I dominated conversation today. Thanks for listening. Please comment below. Share with us. Also something, share this video and like it. It helps the video get out in the YouTube world so this message gets out. And I think
so that we get more subscribers so that people can praise us. That's why.
Because this is an important message and the world needs to know. So thank you for watching. I think that's it. We will see you on Monday. We take the weekend off, so we'll see you on Monday. God bless you guys.